We're talking now with Paul Front, of course, from Oklahoma, from the Guthrie area, Logan County. And Paul, maybe first of all, let's get first of all a quick review of what you've heard regarding some moisture in your area and from other fellow wheat farmers in the state. I know that for the most part, we've gotten a couple of nice shots.
We have. Given about a month ago, I was ready to start writing off lots of acres of this crop. But a lot of things can change in a month, and we've been very blessed to get the moisture that we've received. It's come in a really nice way, either with snow or sleet or even gentle rains. And even this latest hit here in the last couple days has been amazing. I'm of the opinion now that our acres will continue to maintain themselves and our yield should be within reason. Maybe not a bumper crop yet, but I think we're well within our normal averages and so forth.
Here at Orlando, we've got the Commodity Classic coming together, National Association of Wheat Growers Associated now for the last couple of years with that. And as you talk at this meeting, you're kind of doing some follow-up discussions from your winter conference in D.C. I know Farm Bill, topic then, topic now as well. You've heard Bart Fisher, you've heard Congressman Lucas back home. You come here, what are you hearing here, and how do we jump start this thing?
Well, that's a good question. That's the other thing that changes over time. Shortly after the last issue with the physical cliff and things like that, I didn't have very good high hopes about really moving a farm bill very quickly. I think those things are somewhat working themselves out. It does seem like to me that we are going to go through the hearing process, which is a good sign. I'm continuing to hear that the farm bill is going to be at the forefront, at least for those on the Agriculture Committee. And hopefully we can start seeing some inroads for sure on the House side, and actually get a bill through the House floor. And hopefully with that will be some positive aspects for our producers back home.
You heard Bart Fisher the other night, I know Mr. Lucas said this as well, that a lot of it is, as much as anything, we just haven't had the outcry from the country to get this thing, energized in Congress. How do we deal with that?
I think that's a really tough issue. I know from a farming standpoint, those of us in the Southern Plains have been somewhat in a particular situation with the drought, and we've hollered a lot about things, but the rest of the country really has had some pretty good growing seasons. They've had really good prices, and I know there's a certain amount of pullback, I guess, from a producer standpoint, thinking that things are not that bad. We're not the same as we were back in the 80s or even the early 90s to a certain degree. And so maybe that's an issue that we need to work on and heighten the awareness. We're continuing to need that safety net. We have no clue where prices might be headed, and we're starting to hear maybe from these larger economists that prices are probably not going to stay where they are right now. And once they start to fall, our budgets are not going to look the same as they do last year or this year or even on down the road.
From the conversations here in D.C. and now here, how is NOG strategizing right now regarding trying to move forward with your position on the 13 Farm Bill and, for that matter, maybe hanging on to crop insurance to boot?
Oh, I think that's a big deal, and part of those discussions will go on again tomorrow. But it appears to me that we will continue to pursue a whole wheat type program for producers that would include lots of things in that farm bill. I think we need to worry about having multifacets part of this safety net that we want in place, both from a revenue standpoint, crop insurance, and of course some price support. Because we really don't know what's going to get thrown at us in the future.
Mm-hmm. Regarding a couple of other things that are going on within the wheat industry. One is this ongoing conversation about GMOs or biotech wheat. We don't have it now. We're still several years away from probably those first varieties coming to fruition. What's the industry? How's the industry going to eventually get their arms around this, you think?
I think there's a couple things that we're going to have to really dove into. One is being able to get the message out to the consumer. Ultimately, our product is a more of a direct link than lots of other commodities. And on top of that, then we need to figure out how we're going to navigate this world market that we're in. Once we are able to get a handle on both those items and move the ship forward into those waters, then I think things will come together very quickly. I think the science is there. A lot of the dollars are already being thrown that direction. And we just need to put the pieces together and make it work.
Does it worry you as a farmer, as a producer, when you hear this, you know, various lawmakers talk about trying to introduce bills that would demand labeling of biotech products in food? Does that worry you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I guess, you know, in a test tube type situation where you have control over those things, it doesn't concern you very much, but we don't work in a test tube. We don't work in a vacuum. And a lot of times whenever we go down those paths, we often find ourselves not where we intended to be. And in some regards, it ends up adding on new layers of regulation, new layers of bureaucracy that we have to work through, and ultimately actually limits our ability to produce technology.
You talk to these guys from around the country here at this meeting. What's your early feel of their attitudes, of the kind of the mood of the ship?
Oh, I think we're positive. I think we can see things coming down the path, and hoping that without hitting too many stop signs, we can keep this engine rolling.
Paul Front, president of the Oklahoma Wheat Growers, visiting with us here at Commodity Classic 2013 in Orlando. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.